Good morning, Rabbosai. Our limud of Chofetz Chaim every day is L'schus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla. You should have a Refuah Shleim of Bekorev. Make the chasen tomorrow. Mi'as Shem Shaltovim is Lachas. So, Chofetz Chaim, we're up to Hilchos Rechilas. We're Klal Vov, and we're in Siv Gimel. He says as follows. He says, supposing that a person has some sort of a hezek, it could be a physical damage, it can be a financial damage. It gives the example, hezek be'iskoi. V'loinoi daloi sibosoi. He doesn't know, right? His business has gone down, or his business has been damaged. Supplier doesn't want to supply him anymore. Customers aren't coming in anymore. Whatever it is. He says, kagoin. He says, the old story. Shemachzik ha'arenda misar. There's a poritz in the area who owns all the buildings. And he is a tenant, and he has a pub there. He has a pub or a hotel. And the goyim come and drink there, etc. And he rents it from the local poritz. He rents the pub from the local landowner. And suddenly people don't come anymore. All the suppliers of the beer don't want to supply him with the beer. And he doesn't know why. He says, and then he gets notice from the sar that we're not renewing the lease. You're not welcome to continue renting the premises anymore. He doesn't know. Is it because somebody went and told the story to him to the Tsar, or whether or not the Tsar himself? So he goes and asks. First of all, he says, first thing is that he's not allowed to suspect Ayid, that Ayid went and was malshin to the Tsar, if he has no information, unless, as we said, there are Devorim Nikorim. If somebody was threatening to go and be Masayim to the Tsar, that's called Devorim Nikorim already. Somebody who had a row with him, had some argument with him over business or something like that, and said he's going to Masayim, that would already be something where the Chofetz Chaim said that you're allowed to make inquiries, you're allowed to already ask other people whether or not. But if not, he says, Avaloi lafsida de zekil kamon, even if he would find out that the person did it, but he only knows it through Rechilus, he only knows it because somebody told him, he's not allowed to take any action. We said he can't take any action, he can't take any revenge, all he could do is be choshed. Darzuke anche bereshi loy marzukinot. He says, and then he says, and even if somebody comes and tells him, you should know, as Ploini was mulching you to the Tsar, that somebody mustered you, then again the same halacha applies. How does he know that? Because somebody told him rechilus. What's the halacha when you hear rechilus from somebody that somebody has done something against you? The halacha is you're allowed to protect yourself. You're only allowed to be choshed that maybe it's true, and take action to protect himself. But you're not allowed to take any revenge, you're not allowed to take any action directly against that person. So then the Chofetz Chaim in the notes at the bottom says that he goes through a couple of examples of cases where people, he says commonly, it's well known that there are cases which happen very, very often where people believe the Rechilus, and as a result of that, they're over many, many Yisurim. Later we'll go through both cases, we'll do the first one tomorrow, and we'll see exactly what he says, but it's amazing to me that the Chofetz Chaim, sitting in his Beis HaMedrash in Radin, seemed to know everything that went on in business at the time, whatever people did, and how they did it, and what they did, and what they said, but he was obviously very well aware of what was going on, and he deals with those cases.
Started at the Turnaway, Northwest London, Monday,
traveling.
Kislev,
you see when you travel,
9th December, Rabbi Shlomo Reich, Shlita, Miss Avi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lisvilosom Shel Tzadikim. Change of title too?
Yeah, in Yoni Chanukah.
In Yoni Chanukah. This week's third is sponsored by families in and Dina Rothbard, Shetichia, the Chasta takes place in Mitz Hashem. Tomorrow,
everybody knows it's a very famous Bach. And the Bach explains why the Tkufer of the Chashmonaim, the Tkufer of the Nes Chanukah, was Nispatla Avoidah, the Avoidah the Beis HaMikdash became for 13 years or whatever, there was no avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. It was completely bottle avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Bach asks, why did such a punishment happen? Why was there such an unfortunate thing? So he says, because by Klal Yisrael, Nisrashlu Ba'avida, Ba'avida became, Nisrashlu became Shvach, became weakened. If Basha Pshat, you'd say that all the Bach is saying to you, Midah, can I get Midah? You're not too forthcoming, you're Avoida, you're not doing your Avoida with too much zeal. So wait, I said, Rabbeinu Shalom, if that's the case, then you're not going to be able to do the Avoida there. It's a Mikdash, and because of that, the Gezeira was, there's no Avoida based on Mikdash. But I think, we dig a little bit deeper, and it's also a limud for us as well. The Chazal tell us, Yalkut, Pirkei Rabbeinu, that when Klal Yisrael were mutzuv on the Bnias HaMishkan, that was L'mochras Yom HaKippurim. That's what they mutzuv the Bnias HaMishkan. Then they started doing all the work, preparing everything. And the Emes is, they finished everything by Kaf Hei Kislev. Everything was ready. And then Chazal Ben Shem told them, wait, don't put it up, as we know, HaKomos HaMishkan was Rish Chodesh Nisan. Wait, everything was left in the boxes. Everything was left at the side, and they didn't do anything till Rish Chodesh Nisan. Why Rish Chodesh Nisan? Chodesh Shenoilad Bo Yitzchok. Wait till the Chodesh Shenoilad Bo Yitzchok. It says Chazal, but what happened to Kislev? Kislev got it back. Got it back because of Kafei Kislev. It was the Ness of the Ness of Chanukah. What's the Kesher between Hakomas HaMishkan and Chodesh Shenoilad Bo Yitzchok? So you'll say, Noilad by Yitzchak is Avoida. Avraham was Chesed, Yaakov was a Torah, and Yitzchak was Avoida. Is there a Bazaar come to us that the Bnias HaMishkan, which is the Mokham Avoida, of Klal Yisrael, that should be Bechodesh and Noilad by Yitzchak? There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Bachya. In the beginning, the Hagdoma to Pasha's Truma, the Rabbeinu Bachya, every Pasha has got Hagdoma to the Pasha. And he talks about what's the Middah that we live from the Pasha. He normally makes a connection between that and a pasuk of Mishlei, and he says Pashas Truma, which is the parasha of the Hakomos HaMishkan, the parasha of the Tzivui, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them what they should do to make the Mishkan, he talks about the middah of Zizus. Brings the pasuk Otsa Lecha Lanamola. He says he talks about Zizus, and he says that the Mishkan was built with a phenomenal Zizus. The Ramban says that he says it's something. He said it was a phenomena. He says that Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. He says there were poyalim pshutim, there were simple laborers. They were very simple pashta laborers. They built pyramids, they built bricks and mortar. And all of a sudden, they managed to build some of the most beautiful building, tfira, rekima, all these things. Machsheves, the Ramban, oya bezrizus nifla'o. That's the Losh Ramban. The Mishkan was built bezrizus nifla'o. That means from Botzim Kippur till Kafe Kislev, they managed to do all this as a Ramban. It's a pele that they managed to do such a thing. He said, "Vizayis zrizus nifla'o." That's a lashon of the Ramban. And the emes is Zerashi. Zerashi pashk sisa. We all know the pasuk, but there's a deal in the Rashi. Achas shabseisa tishmoiru. Says Rashi, a very interesting lashon. She'afal pi. Shetiu zrizin veridufin ba'avoides ha-mishkan Shabbos al techalulu. We all know the second half of Shabbos, Rashi. You would have thought, since building the Mishkan is so important, therefore it's Zecha Shabbos. Kamashalona, Rashi adds a few words. Afal pi shetiu redufin v'zrizin ba'avoides ha-mishkan Shabbos al techalulu. So, first of all, what was the Havamina? Why? Just because Yizrisim v'redufin, because there's such Yizrisim in the Mishkan, therefore there was a Havamina that should be Chalal Shabbos. But second of all, you can see from this Rashi again, what we saw in the Rabbeinu Bachaye, and that you see in the Ramban, that there's an Inyan of Zrizus, which was to do with the basic, with the Mishkan. And there's one more place we find Zrizus. We all know that in Shabbos, there's Deraises, and there's Drabonon. The Drabonon are known to be a Shvus. Shvus, that's Chazal, and all the Isuri, the Rabbana Shvus. So Gemara tells us in a few places, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Isuri Shvus. All the Isuri, the Rabbanans, were not Negea. And it was in that, whenever it was Negea to Avoida, some Avoida, Moshe, even the Isis, were Deicha Shabbos. But even Avoidas, which didn't need to be Deicha Shabbos, there were no Shvusim in the Beis HaMikdash. They only kept the Deraisa. Says the Gemara, why? Koyanib Zrizim Heim. First of all, what's the Sheikhs? What's the kasha that the kohenim zrizim because of that they go to Eved Shlosh? If anything, it might be the opposite. In fact, you're zoriz, you're running around, you're doing things fast, you're more likely to come to make a mistake, chas v'shalom. But second of all, another question. We find in Chazal made gezeiras for some very far-fetched cases. We found the gezeiras, they're not allowed to take a lulav on Shabbos. They're not allowed to take a shofar on Shabbos. If you look at the rishonim and the sugya, because you might carry it in the street on Shabbos, it's kamat, not shaykh, it should be over an issa deraisa and carrying a shofar. You take a shofar from home to shul, you're not over deraisa. You go with Rishus Yachid, Rishus Yachid. Unless you stop inside the Rishus Arabim, who's going to stop with the shofar in the middle of Rishus Arabim? So the Tesis and the Rishonim work out ways how you could come out. You could be over deraisa. It's very, very far-fetched. Why weren't Chazal Choshesh that there might come a tkufa that Koinim won't be Zerizim? Koinim won't be Zerizim. So you've got to be, whatever the reason of Koinim Zerizim is, but by the way, Chazal Choshesh perhaps will come to a time when Koinim won't be Zerizim. Why was it so obvious that Koinim Zerizim, before we come to understand, why wouldn't the Choshesh be such a thing? Nefesh HaChaim, Rucham Balazhina explains, what is the whole inyan of the Bnei's HaMishkan, Bnei's HaMikdor, Hashros HaShchina? We all know the famous Chazal. It's a question where it is, but it's definitely Chazal. B'shechamti b'seicham b'seicha lechod ve'echod. Says Rucham Balazhina, the Mishkan, the Mikdosh, is a reflection of the Darga of Klal Yisrael. He says, wherever Klal Yisrael is up to, that the reflection is in the Mishkan and the Mikdosh. If by Klal Yisrael there is a darga of a shechanti b'seicham b'seich kol echod ve'echod, if by Klal Yisrael there is a darga that Klal Yisrael are mekusha, Klal Yisrael are close to the Bereishim, Klal Yisrael have got Hashros Hashchina inside them, that Klal Yisrael have got no other rotzen besides to be kaim rotzen Hashem, then there's a Mishkan, then there's a Mikdash. All it is a reflection of the Darga Klal Yisrael. And he explains without many chazal, and he says, Hashem tzilcho b'yad yiminecho. He says, tzilcho is a shadow, a reflection. He says, the Rabbeinu Shalom is the reflection of what we do. The Rabbeinu Shalom reflects himself upon us according to how we work, according to what we do. If just as much a person lifts his right hand, he says, then you see on the shadow a right hand rising. He says, if we serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, then we will see the Rabbeinu Shalom by us. If we work according to, we have Hashros Hashchina by us, then we will see Hashros Hashchina by Klal Yisrael. And therefore, he says, the opposite as well. He says, the Chazal tell us that Titus, when he was machriv beis hamikdash, he was mizgoy, he was proud about it. So Yotza Baskoil, a Baskoil went out. He says, "Alt is goy kimcha tchinot chantori didus kemach tochun." You grounded flour already. Says Chaim Volozhin, what's the pshat? The pshat is like we know the Chazalim there in the Gemara and Gittin that they came, they tried to destroy the beis hamikdash. They threw ballistic missiles at it. They threw stones at it. And nothing happened. And all of a sudden, one day, the walls just collapsed. He threw one arrow. Who was it? Vespasian, the other one, Nero. He threw one arrow, and all the walls collapsed. Shutikam Hashmoy. It was kemach tochun. There was nothing there. So he says, "What's the pshat? The pshat is the mikdash of the Mishkan is a reflection of what Klal Yisrael was holding. Till then, Klal Yisrael was up to the right dagger. Klal Yisrael was in a position that avodas Hashem was enough to hold up and to keep the base of mikdash going. He said, all of a sudden, then they came to the stage when the Pneumius wasn't close enough to the Rabbeinu Shem. I always give it a moshul. Take a tire, take a balloon. As much as the tire is the tire, but what's holding up the tire or the balloon is the air inside it. And as much as there is air inside it, the tire is strong and stark. And as little, and when you start taking the air out, it slowly deflates and it slowly loses its tzura, it slowly loses its shape and what it is. And the same is the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. All the Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan is supported and blown up and held up by the how close Klal Yisrael is to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that it's a reflection. It's even more than the word reflection is not 100% true. It's more than a reflection. The inner, the inside, what's holding up the base of English of the Mishkan is the Avoida and the lave of Klal Yisrael, how much them are kusha to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the Rabbi Chaim Volozhin explains. In other words, he says that all that happened. In the Pasuk we say in Eicha, Me Elyon Loiteitse Harois. Nothing happens bad from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom is Kule Toiv. Me Elyon Loiteitse Harois. So, how did the Beis HaMikdash get Nechrab? That was only because of us. He says, that's some Shat of the Pasuk. Because we lost our closeness to the Rabbeinu Shalom, because by us, wasn't Vashachanti B'Toich Kol Echod Ve'Echod, the darga that was needed. Therefore, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't there. It's only held up. It's only there. It's only in place according to how much we are close to the Bein Yisrael. The yisoid of Zrizus, a person rushes to something, a person does something fast, is when there's a rotzen. As much as a person's got a rotzen for something, a person wants something, a person's got a cheshik for something, a person's got a shiva for something, he runs towards it. The sheirish of the word rotzen is rotz, to run. As much as there's a rotzen, that is how much a person runs towards something. According to how much a person's heart is with something, is how much is zoris to do the thing that he wants to do. The first tnai in Hakamas HaMishkan, in Hakamas HaMikdash, is the rotzen of Klal Yisrael. I'm a mela, the condition, the pasuk in Truma, nedivei lev. Everything had to be voluntary. There was no, couldn't force them to do it. It had to be 100% voluntary. And if it wasn't voluntary, then you couldn't have built the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash had to come from within the heart of Klal Yisrael. The Mishkan had to come from within the rotzen of Klal Yisrael. It had to be built through the cheshek of Klal Yisrael to be scarved to the Bein Yisrael. Their avo, the iskashrus, the fact that they wanted to do whatever they could for the Bein Yisrael, made them go and do it, even though there was no tzivui, even though it wasn't compulsory, even though it was only voluntary. And the Mela, says the Rabbeinu Bachya, and says the Ramban, it was b'zrizus nifla, because that's the only way the Mishkan built. If there isn't zrizus, there isn't a Mishkan b'chal. There isn't a Beis HaMikdash in any way whatsoever. The famous Chazal tell us that the word Nesiim later on in Parshas is written without a yud. Says Chazal, why? Because the Nesiim said, we will wait and see what's missing, and whatever's missing, we will bring afterwards. And then afterwards, what happened? There was nothing missing. It wasn't a coincidence. That is not how you can build the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash can't be built, the Mishkan can't be built by sitting back and waiting to see what needs to be done. According to the Dargah, the Nesiim was, you have to build the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be, I'm not prepared to take the chance. I'm not prepared. It could be. They won't happen. The Zrizus, the Rotzen, to build the Mishkan, would have made it that the Nesiim would have never said such a thing. If you're prepared to turn around and say, we'll wait and see what's missing, and whatever's missing, we will bring, then there was something wrong, something missing. It wasn't applicable. That's not how the Mishkan built. Your Nadova is not Matim. It's not suitable for the Mishkan. The Mishkan has to be built Kulei, from the Rotzen, from the Zrizus, from the Cheshik, from the Sheifa of Klal Yisrael, to want to do whatever they can do for the Rebbein Shem. On the Meida, the word is seeing what Ois was missing, the Yud, the Shem Hashem, that's what Ois was missing, because according to their Darga, their what was expected of them, and what was needed, the Iskashus, the Schabus, the Cheshik, the Sheifa, to be close to the Rebbein Shem, was missing, and therefore, it was the coincidence, it was an impossibility to build the Beis HaMikdash in such a way. So, like I said to you, that's the optaich of the Ramban. That is the pshat of the Ramban. The Ramban was Klal Yisrael came to a daga after Kabbalah Satera, after Yom Kippur. That all they wanted to do is come close to the Bein Shem. The Bein Shem gave them the tzivui the day after Yom Kippur, build the Mishkan. So the Ramban, it was a pidarcha teva. They had no sheikhs. They had no idea how to do such things. Rekima, Tefira, they were Pashta Poelim. But the Cheshik, the Rotzen, to want to do what the Rebbein Shem tells them to do, to be able to build what the Rebbein Shem gave them the possibility to do it. There's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, the history of Rish Lakish. The history of Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish was a ganef. He was a highwayman, he was a robber, whatever it was. Standing by the Yarden, and he jumped straight across the Yarden. In those days, the Yarden wasn't a trickle like it is today. It was a major river like you see in Yeshua. It was a major river. And he jumped across the Yarden, and Rabbi Yechon saw it. Rabbi Yechon was very taken by this. Rabbi Yechon said to him, you should be using your keichas for Torah. And so he said, whatever. So then he promised him he'll marry his sister, and then he couldn't jump back anymore. He took upon himself Torah, and he couldn't jump back anymore. What's trying to worry? Rabbi Yechon would have seen a guy who was a phenomenal Bakishan, a genius. He could understand Chelchol Raisa. He would have seen a guy who was a natural academic. He would have seen a guy who was a natural masmid, a guy who loves learning. Chelchol. What did he see? He saw a guy who was he knew how to jump. He was an athlete. He was a phenomenal athlete. He should say Chelchol to the Olympics. What did he say? Chelchol Raisa. What did he see in Rish Lakish? And he was right. Rabbi Yechon was right. Afterwards, what happened? The Heilige Rish Lakish came out of it. What did Rabbi Yechon see in Rish Lakish? That he realized that's got to go for Torah. Rabbi Yechon said, in Torah, in Avodas Hashem, you don't need to be a goyin. You don't need to be a Baal Kishrin. You don't need to be a genius. You don't even need to be a masmid. You need to have a rotzen. You need to have a she'ifa. You need to want to do it. If you want to do it, if you've got a she'ifa to do it, you've got a chesh to do it, you'll become a masmid. You'll become a genius. You'll know how to learn. But without the rotzen, you can have all the natural keichas in the world. It won't help you, kihuzeh. The only way for a person to grow in Torah, the only way for a person to get close to the Beis Hashem, is only kolzman, there's a shtak or rotzen. Only if there's a rotzen is possible. Rabbi Yechon had a look and he saw, what's Rav Shlakish doing? It's an impossibility what he's doing. It's such a thing to be able to jump over the Yarden. How did he manage to do it? Says Rabbi Yechon, that's a keich harotzen. Like we know, there are many stories that people have done things which are naturally impossibility. There's a famous story. A guy was working under a car. His wife was standing by and the jack snapped and the car fell on top of him and he was suffocating. There was cars on his chest. She picked up the car, literally, with two hands. She picked up the car and he got out. Because she realized if she doesn't pick up the car, he's going to die. A person, I always tell the Bachram Yeshiva, I'm telling you one thing, nobody gets out of bed in the morning before they need to. A person is naturally lazy. The question is, what's called needing? Is davening called needing? Is learning called needing? Or is not to miss lunch and mincha called needing? But that's the question. Nobody gets out of bed before they need to get out of bed. No, a person is naturally lazy. But a person has got phenomenal, phenomenal keichas. We just don't use them because we don't feel any need to do it. There's a Malbim, there's a Merdeka Malbim. The Malbim explains that the reason why the Revelation created Odom at the end, after all the Bria, because all the keichas of the Bria were put inside the Odom. The Odom has got all the keichas of Bria. And that's Pshat. The Shulchan starts off, have a gibbo kari. So in the morning, a person should get up, gibbo kari. The Shulchan Aruch isn't a sefer mesholim. It's not some poetical sefer. The Shulchan Aruch is halacha lemaisa. Every sif cotton in the Shulchan Aruch, every sif has to be mekoyim lemaisa. He says, gibbo kari. What does it mean, gibbo kari? I'm not an Ari, I'm a human being. The answer is, we are. We have got the keichas of Ari, we've got the keichas of Anesha, we've got phenomenal, phenomenal keichas. We just only use it when we need to. And if we feel we don't use it, we don't use it. But if a person would realize how much he's got keichas, and if a person would have a rot to do it, he'll be able to do much, much more than he imagines that he can do. What would be the tachlis? To stand in Hasina and not be given the Torah? It wasn't some tour of the desert, Sinai desert, the Sinai Peninsula. What was the idea to stand in front of Hasina without getting the Torah? There's a pasuk in Ekev, Lo ba shamayim he, says Rashi, and if the Torah would have been shamayim, we would have been mechuyev to go up to shamayim to get it. What does that mean? Torah tells us such things. The answer is when Kali Sol stood at Hasinai, there was Atarei Sol Adas. The Bishop opened them and showed them that it's an impossibility to live in Olam Hazeh without Torah. A person cannot have anything to do properly with Olam Hazeh if he's not been given the Torah. If the Rabbeinu Shalom wouldn't have given Kali Sol the Torah, then Kali Sol would have gone up to the Shemaim and would have taken the Torah. And you go to look at me, there's no such thing. If there is such a thing. Avraham Avinu was not given the Torah. Nobody gave Avraham Avinu Torah. And Avraham Avinu realized it's an impossibility to live in Olam Hazeh without the Torah. There's a famous story of Chatzkel Levenstein. Chatzkel Levenstein was a Himmeldicker Yid. He was a completely in Shemaim. One day he walked into Yeshiva, into Panovich, and he was carrying with him a mixer, Kenwood or something like that. I couldn't believe it. He was carrying a mixer into the Yeshiva. He got up and he said, somebody sent me this mixer from Chutzlar. And I said to my wife, what is it? We have no idea what it is. So he said, there must be somewhere in instructions to explain to us what to do with it. He said, and I realized, the world is a much bigger than the mixer. The world is a much bigger phenomenon than the mixer. There must be a book of instructions telling us how to live this world. And that is the Torah. That was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu looked at the world and he realized, there's something missing here. There must be a way. And from that, he managed to learn how the Kol HaTorah Kula, the Rotzen, the Cheshik, the She'ifa, the idea that it has to be. It just has to be. That Rotzen is what drove him to be able to understand Kol HaTorah Kula. The truth is, all of us, we're all my age, if you would have told our great-grandfathers, the one guy there, guy's going to land on the moon, they would have told, do me a favor, don't tell anybody you're my family, Bechlal. Those such as going to happen. I still remember in 1989, I was 1989, I was flying once from here to Switzerland. There's a guy sitting next to me, and he told me he was reading something, and he said, hey, people are already booking places on the moon, in the hotel on the moon for the year, beginning of the 20th century, the 21st century. I looked at him as if you're completely crazy. I said, there's no such thing, it's never going to happen, he said to me. He said, why? He said, if people manage to get on the moon, why shouldn't we have hotels on the moon in the beginning of the 21st century? At the end of the day, I was right with that one. But I'll call upon him, I'm just saying, where there's a cheshik, where there's a rotten, how did the people manage to get to the moon? How did the Americans, the Russians get to the moon? The truth is, there was a rotten, there was a fight, there was the Cold War, there was a fight between the Russians and the Americans, who's going to get there first? And that rotten managed to do something which, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, people would have told you, you're crazy, there's no such thing, nobody can ever go to the moon. The Shtar Zazach. The Teretz is when there's a Rotsu, when there's a Cheshit, for people to do things, people could do things which otherwise a person couldn't be do. The greatest greatest historical event of Batel Rotsun Cho, Mepnei Rotsun, being only interested in doing his Rotsun, is Akedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak was taken onto the Midbar. Yitzchak stood there and Shteta Chazar married the Kazakh. Yitzchak turned around to Avraham Avinu and said, "Tasreini, no, do me a favor, tie me down on the Mizbeach. Why? Hanefesh chatzufa. A person's nefesh, he can't control his own nefesh. Veshema, when I see the macheles, when I see the knife, I'll jump and I'll passel the shechita." So I believe you think about it. Yitzchak was 37 at the time. Yitzchak turned around to Avraham Avinu and said, "Do me a favor, leave me out of this picture. I'm not having anything to do with it." And Yitzchak went and he did it without any questions. Never said a single word. He knew what was going on. He did it. Is there a greater mysterious nefesh than that? Is there anything greater? Has ever been anything greater than that in history of mankind? A man turns around and he said, "Because the father's had some nevuah that he's got to kill me, he's prepared to kill." That wasn't enough for Yitzchak. Yitzchak had cheshit, batel ratzoncha ben yotzeirei. He wanted that the Rebbeinu Shem should have nachas to the very, very end. He wanted the korban should be mehudeh in the best possible oifen. And therefore he said, perhaps when you shecht me, it might be possible, ta'asreini no, tie me down. And it could be because of that, even though mitzadechad, that his son is the son of Avraham Avinu, but the word of Akedah is called Akedah. See, so Akedah means tie down. The chelik, that's the extra shtickle that there is in the Akedah. Akedah, the chelik of the Akedah Shaboy, that's on Yitzhak's name. Or Melech Kuntais, the tkufa of Batel Ratzoncha B'nei Ratzonoi, mitzad Maisa Ovis similar bonim, that was mushka, that the zman has in it, the hashpa of Batel Ratzoncha B'nei Ratzonoi, you vatli yourself completely to the B'nei Shalom, that is Chodesh Nisan. That is Chodesh Nisan. Maybe even though the Mishkan and everything was ready, Be'etzem in Kislev, so the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Hakomas HaMishkan, that's the kiyum of the Batel Ratzoncha B'nei Ratzonoi, the time to do it is Chodesh Nisan. Because that is the time when, that is the Zman when, Chodesh HaNeilad by Yitzchak, you say the Batel Ratzoncha B'nei Ratzonoi, which is the Sheyesh, the Neshama, the very Briach HaTichoi, the foundation of what the Mishkan is standing on, the Midah, the Darga of Klal Yisrael, of Batel Ratzoncha B'nei Ratzonoi. The Musag of Koyanim Zrizim Heim. What does it mean, Koyanim Zrizim Heim? They ran around the Mishkan on skates, right? They had to be barefooted. But what does it mean, they ran around? Zrizos means to say that the Kohanim had only one thing in the head, to do Avodas Hashem B'Shleimus. If anybody ever was zeicha to stand by the Bris Grov by Afias HaMatzis, or to see the Chofetz Chaim, then you'd understand what the Musag of Yiras Shemayim. The Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, there was nothing else in the head. Just to do Rotzen Hashem till the very, very end. They were running around. There was nothing else. There was Zrizim, there were Rotzen, there were Rots. They're constantly running to make sure that everything is done. The reason why we have Shvusim, the reason why we have Gzeiros, is because we're scared we might Chassu Shalom come to do an Avera Deraisa. And Chazal made Shvusim. I don't know if you know that one Tkufa, there was a Kehillah in Japan, but because of the dateline, they wanted to be Machmeh on 2 days Shabbos, but it's very difficult. So they decided the first day, which is the Ikka one, they'll keep everything, and the second day they'll only keep the Deraisas, they won't keep the Drabonans. Just as Chumrah. Didn't take long, they couldn't even keep the derises anymore. Chazal knew the nefesh of a person, and Chazal understood that a person is likely to come out to be over taka derisa. Oh, but the Kohanim, who was Zrizim, had nothing else in their head besides Rotzel Hashem. There was no other, there was no way, Bechlal, that they could look anywhere else. Vemela, there was no chash that they'd ever come to be over derisa. Vemela, ein shvus v'mikdosh, because of Kohanim Zrizim heim. Vim Toma, we asked the question, why won't Chazal Choshish, perhaps they'd become a tkufa that Kohanim won't be Zrizim? if Kahani won't be Zrizim, there will not be a Beis HaMikdash Bechlal. The minute Kahanim on Zrizim, then the Rodson of Klal Yisrael, the Rodson isn't there anymore. That which is holding up the Beis HaMikdash, that which is holding up the Mishkan, the very essence of the Beis HaMikdash, the Hain of the Bater Rotzeinucha, the Bnei Rotzeinoi, they won't be there anymore. Chazal said we don't need to make a Gezerah for that Tkufa, because the minute it's happening, the minute Kahanim on Zrizim, that means that the Leiv isn't there. Like Yirmiyahu said, there's a reason why Zuchum Bais, Bepiv Usfosav Kibduni Veliboy. Rochak mimeni. The lave wasn't there anymore. The lave wasn't there in its fullness, like it has to be to make the zrizus. If so, there's automatic chum based on mitzvah. Meila says the bach. The reason why the tkuf of the chashmonaim there's no avoda, there's a tkuf, there's no avoda, was because nisrashlu ba'avoda. The lave wasn't there. The opposite of zrizus is hisrashlus. When there isn't zrizus, there's hisrashlus. It can't be avoda. The avoda is a toitzah. It's like we said, a reflection. It's built up. It's mitzias. It's living from the Jesus, the rotzen of Klal Yisrael. It could be. I have no idea. But it could be. That's Rashi. Rashi says that achav shabseisa tishmeru afa pishti redufin v'zrizin bebnias hamishkan. That means you soak. Nothing else you had, it could be the skulas that Shabbos has to give to a person. The reason that we need a Shabbos, what we have out of a Shabbos, the darga that Shabbos brings us close to the Rebbeinu Shleim, I would have thought perhaps it's Deicha Shabbos, because we're there either way by the fact they were redufin v'zrizin b'nia samishkan. Achat Shabbos says to him, it's taka not Deicha in any way whatsoever. The Chashmonaim came, there were 13, 23, whatever it was, members of the clan, of the family. And they stood up against the mightiest army in the world. They stood up against the mightiest army. Are you Meshuggah? Are you crazy? What are you doing? And they went and fought against the mightiest army in the world. When something bothers a person in his heart, when something hurts a person, when a person's heart is being affected, there are no cheshbonos. A person jumps, he doesn't take any cheshbonos what to do. Oh, a mela, that was the tikkun for the chet of Klal Yisrael, Strashlus Ba'avoda. The Azus Shebekdusha of the Chashmonaim, the fact that they went exactly the opposite of the Strashlus, Adarabah, the Zrizus, the Chutzpah, the Azus to go out, because it bothered them in the heart, the Chilul Hashem that was there, the fact they wanted to be Kaddish Shem Shemayim, they wanted to be Mevatel Chilul Hashem that was there, is good for the tikkun of the Strashlus, which called the Chuban Abayis. This week was the Yotzeit of Rabbi Ochber. And you have Mary Dikavot, Rabbi Ochber says. Rabbi Ochber was, when he was in America, somebody asked him, but I was in America where he was staying, asked him, he said, what's the Mishnah? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan, lo hiniach dova godel v'dova cotton. He learned kol ha-teira kula. He says, the Gemara, what's a dova godel, what's a dova cotton? He says, the Gemara, dova godel is maisa markova. Maisa markova. What's going on in heaven? Dova cotton, habay is the bay of Rabbi, blood Gemara. So the guy turned around to Bochbe, he said, listen, I understand that you can call Baisa Bakova Dova Godel, but how can you call a black Gemara Dova Cotton? How? What's the Gemara? The Loshen Gemara Dova Cotton, that's a Dova Cotton. So the Bochbe, maybe think Pshat. So Bochbe, I'm going to tell you two scenarios. You're going to tell me which one's a Dova, against the other, I want you to tell me which one's a Dova Godel and which one's a Dova Cotton. The first scenario is a guy's going to the street and he sees a kid running into the middle of the road and there's a bus coming. The guy doesn't think 2 minutes. He just dives into the street and saves this kid from being run over by the bus. The last second. That's scenario number one. Scenario number two, the guy, a big businessman, he lost all his money. He lost everything. He was out, he was wiped out completely, absolutely. He needed his help. So a guy comes around to him in the middle of the night, knocks on his door, pulls out a check of $1 million. He says, here, do me a favor, take this check of $1 million, build yourself back up again, and when you've got the money, you have to pay me back. Take the two stories. Which one's the Dova Godel, which is the Dova Cotton? So the Balabos said, well, listen, the second guy, a very, very nice person. It's a tremendous chassid. But it doesn't compare to the first guy. The first guy saved the child's life. Whereas the second guy, he did something very great. So Bochbeh, exactly the opposite. He said, let's take the second story first. Second story. If he wouldn't have gone and given him the money, would he be able to sleep at night? Okay, most of you sleeps better if you wouldn't have given him the money. If you did give him the money, he'd be able to sleep at night. Would have no problem. He wouldn't. Would he feel bad? Does anybody know about it? Does anybody expect it from it? Would they ever have a guilty conscience? Nothing at all. The first story said, imagine he wouldn't have gone into the street and saved this child, and he would have seen this child trampled, run over by the bus. He would never ever sleep a normal night again. The most natural reflex of a person is to run into the street to do it. A person with any normal human being wouldn't be able to control himself, to stop himself to run into the street to do it. And he wouldn't have done it. He wouldn't have been able to live normally ever again in his life. He said the second story, the money, is a dovah gadol, because nobody expected him to do it, nobody asked him to do it. And behold, as he pulled himself to do it, and he went and did it. The first story, it's natural. There's no way stopping a normal person naturally does it. For a person to do such a thing, he says, that's a dovah cotton. Because a person naturally goes and does such a thing. He says, that's the dovah god, that's the dovah god. He said, live through your life and sit and learn and not know myself a cover. You won't be missing, you won't feel that you're missing out anything. On the chalzis, you go and learn myself a cover, that's a dovah god. Oh, but to live your life and not know a vice, a barova, not to sit and learn a blood gemara, that's not called living bichlal. So really, that's called a dovah cotton. That's a dovah cotton. That's what they get to label us.
Yeah.